Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget Vinny's weekly appointment with the side piece. He does the side piece on Thursday nights on Alt 105. It's a rockin' playlist of alternative music, some throwback stuff. A little heavier than you might be used to, and you can check it out every Thursday night, 7 o'clock on Alt 105.
Please,
she's a hot piece of ass.
Please listen.
Take advantage for that.
Please.
Boom.
I'm begging you.
Bryn, hit it.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app you can get, and you can listen to this show and all kinds of other stuff on Radio.com. So check that out. Here's what's happening. So there's a lot going on as we move. Today is May 4th to begin with. So for those of you who love Star Wars, it's your day. I'm very sorry.
May the 4th be with you.
Right. It's May 4th. It's a big deal.
Put your Yoda costume on and socially distance from Darth Vader and Obi-Wan.
I'm sure Zoom will be filled with gatherings among the people who love May 4th and their costumes.
Nerd alert. And, right. Nerd alert.
Anyway, so the coronavirus Bay Area stay-at-home shelter-in-place rules have slightly been loosened. You can look online to get specific information. I've already read some of the stuff, but you know it's been difficult to know exactly what applies and where. I know, for example, while they talk about the six counties of the Bay Area, I'm in Santa Cruz County, and that's not one of them.
Oh.
So there's a different deal for Santa Cruz County than there is. So I get it. People are walking around going, wait, so can I bring my kid to daycare or not?
Right.
Right now, the deal is if you're an essential worker, yes, you can start bringing your kid to daycare. And, you know,
if your daycare worker is willing.
Right. And then it's, well, should you? I don't know if you should or shouldn't, but I know if you got to go to work, then it becomes what you have to or have to do in order to go to work.
That's a tough situation for the healthcare, for the child care worker too, because this is someone who's on the front lines and is still being, you know, exposing themselves and whatever they're exposed to their kid. Now this kid's coming to their house or their establishment. That's a tough one all the way around.
Our child care has not opened back up yet, and I'm assuming that's partly because the rules say that she's not supposed to, but there was an email exchange, and she was saying, I need to know that the families of kids I'm taking in are all behaving in a way that is as careful as possible. If you're not sheltered in place, I can't watch your kid.
Right. And how do you prove that to someone?
Well, you can't, but at least you're laying the groundwork and letting people know that I would like this to be as clean a space as possible for the kids I do take in. And she, at the very end, said, there is no way I can enforce a 6-foot
that's
space
not happening
between these kids. They just wrestle and hug and dance all day. So that won't be happening here when they come back. Hey. Yikes.
Yeah.
How do you manage that?
It's a tough one, Ben.
So in the, I think this story came out of USA Today this morning, but it was about Uber.
Oh.
Uber is currently still running, but they're trying only to make the drive for essential people who are needing it for work or whatever. They've put it out there now that they will be planning to make their drivers wear masks and also expect you as a passenger to wear a mask. The story, as I read it, though, it looks like they haven't been able to get those masks to their drivers yet. So it's difficult for them to demand that when they can't provide that. But they're in the process of doing so. So soon, just like the airlines, Uber will be asking all passengers to wear masks. And it's likely your driver should have a mask on as well. Also making the news this morning, Don Shula, the great football coach of the Miami Dolphins, the coach of the only undefeated season from start to finish, he's passed away at the age of 90.
It's a nice long life.
Yeah, he had a good life and was part of the NFL from its very early days.
Mm-hmm.
So... I could skip that part. It looks like the pandemic will be the end of all-you-can-eat buffets.
Oh.
The FDA is now saying that you should not have a restaurant where people are handling the same utensils to serve each other food.
Yeah, that is a... I've long thought, boy, this doesn't seem... Like, even before the pandemic, it was like, Well, that person seems to have the sniffles.
Well, look, for a college kid, I can tell you right now, those were the places you looked for. The $9 meal where you can stay for 3 hours and fill up from every possible inch of your tummy. Yeah, that's a college thing. But all right, it's going to go away. A thing of the past. A guy in Texas was arrested. The video's everywhere, so you'll see it if you haven't already. A park ranger was trying to enforce the spacing at this location where kids were drinking and hanging.
Oh.
And one of the kids pushed him into the lake.
Huh?
Brandon Hicks,
kid?
Sorry, 25 years old, not exactly a kid, but he pushed the park ranger into the water. And yes, they arrested him and he's in big trouble. So
just separate yourself. Is it really that difficult?
Well, yeah, they want a party. They're trying to party, Sarah.
Oh, are we watching the video here?
Oh, there he
is.
That's the guy getting pushed into the water. He shoved him all the way in. It's a little lake, and in goes the park ranger.
Oh, boy.
And
well, I hope that guy's in big trouble.
Yeah, is in big trouble. Everyone is cooking more because of the lockdown now. So someone looked through Google Trends to see which recipes each state has been searching for more than usual. The most common recipe we've been Googling more is for hamburgers.
Hamburgers?
Top search in 12 states. Well,
people do add stuff to them.
What I always look up is the cooking time without having to cut into it, because I want to make sure that I don't ruin it in the process. And I also don't want to eat raw meat.
No, absolutely not. I want it to be cooked pink all the way through.
Right. Bread.
Not gray. Yeah, bread is the big one.
Bread is the top search in 6 states. Mm. Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire, South Dakota, and Washington. Cornbread's number one in Mississippi.
Oh.
Various chicken recipes are being Googled a lot in Alabama, Georgia, Hawaii, and Rhode Island and Tennessee. Salmon. Number one in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, and New Jersey.
Huh. Salmon.
I have eaten more salmon in the last 6 months than I've had in my whole life put together.
Lucky. Do you like salmon at least? I don't know.
I do. It's okay.
Mm.
I like a
when
little
it's perfect.
Piece.
When it's perfect, it's so good. I like smoked salmon.
I don't think I would ever describe salmon as so good, but...
Oh.
Sometimes
edible? It's amazing.
Yes.
Can she eat other kinds of fish? Couldn't you just get some cod or something?
We have a lot of cod, a lot of salmon, a lot of halibut. It's all going down here at my house.
Fish.
Although on Saturday we stayed up after the kids went to bed. We made
your
pizza again at 9
oh,
o'clock.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. And played, what is that game called? Yahtzee?
Oh, you and your wife played Yahtzee?
Like,
that's fun. So
made
fun. That's a good game.
Made pizza and played Yahtzee. was fun.
Well, that's a date night. I like it.
I guess. Pancakes are a big deal. People are looking how to spice those up. And also a top search in Montana, Oregon, Idaho, and Alaska, cinnamon roll recipes.
Ooh, those are good. I'd love a cinnamon roll right now.
That does sound really good, doesn't it?
Was it Yuzette's cousin used to bring us these big, just juice. They're just, like, your hand was just a sticky mess when you're done eating it, but it was worth it.
So
you're licking
good,
it off
though.
Your hands. Mm.
Yep. Put it in my mouth.
It's weird because I think I think of myself as someone who likes chocolate and also likes cookies and also likes ice cream. But I think my favorite, my two top favorite desserts are carrot cake and cinnamon rolls.
Oh.
Put it in my mouth.
And neither have chocolate or whatever.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
But they have that nice frosting on there.
I guess.
Do you like nuts or no nuts in your cinnamon roll?
I'll take whatever. As long as it's good and soft and warm and...
Soft and warm and sticky.
Yep.
Mm. Put it in my mouth.
You know, you just mentioned Yuzette. Earlier, you did a Yuzette thing, and I was like, oh.
What'd
you know
I
what
do?
You did?
Little Yuzi Vert.
No. You
I said that by accident.
You were thinking, and you did that, like. And I was like, oh, that's Yuzette.
Oh, Yuzi.
Garbage trucks are catching fire more than usual because as we've been cleaning out our garages, we are throwing away things that burn, like batteries, paint thinner, and propane tanks.
Oh, great.
Those don't go in the trash, people.
Where do we take them?
They need separate care. Well, I usually take stuff straight to the dump, and then they have separate locations for hazardous waste.
Yeah.
You can leave paint here and things like chemicals in one spot and... Yeah, it costs a little money, but, you know.
Better than lighting trucks on fire.
Right.
People try to get away with that, though, you know. Just toss it in the trash.
According to a new survey, over half of Americans say they always have pants on as they've been working from home.
I always have pants on. 22%
say they have pants on most of the time. 12% say sometimes.
Have you done any without pants?
Any of our shows without pants? No.
Yes. Bryn, have you?
Do shorts count?
Yeah, they count.
Oh, yeah. Shorts.
Shorts. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about boxer shorts. Have you had just your underpants on?
No, never done just underpants, but I always wear, I mean, 80% of the time I'm wearing shorts.
Nicole actually goes into the studio, so she's got to have pants on.
Yeah, I have pants on.
Yeah, but let me ask you, Nicole, are you driving into your parking space, parking, going up the stairs, doing the show, leaving all the way through that whole process in a day and not seeing anyone?
No, I still see people here. I just saw Brian.
Oh, okay. So
I still have to get dressed.
You're absolutely coming in contact with people in the building.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we social distance, but yeah, there's still people here.
All right.
I'm so happy to hear Brian's back.
I know. It's a terrible time to take a vacation, Brian.
Well, most of us had vacations planned for this time.
We were supposed to be off last week. I mean, I had that booked.
Yeah, for me, I went, I'm not taking a vacation if I'm going to sit in my house.
No, I agree. I'm with you. I really did feel like, well, that's pointless.
Right.
I'll just work it and save that vacation for when it's actually useful.
For when this is over.
But I suppose if this doesn't end for a few more months, I might take a week. I'm going to take some time in the summer.
And you can see how it's useful for Brian during these times, taking a vacation from us, calling him.
Yeah, no, I'm sure that he probably really needed a vacation from us. I mean,
if
anybody had a hard month leading up to this, it was him.
Men are 3 times more likely to say they never wear pants when they're working from home. So that's a guy thing, I guess.
Yeah. Chicks, just, you know, we don't want to be the person who stands up accidentally and shows our buns.
There's Bryn showing us his knees.
Let's see.
Nice. We got to see his knees and his feet today.
I got knees, too.
Oh, you're in shorts as well.
Oh, legs.
Look at you. Hubba, hubba.
Yeah.
I swear, this quarantine, I've never seen so much skin upstairs.
Well, you know? I mean, when have I ever done a topless AMA?
I know, it's just everything. You're always fully covered from head to toe.
That's me.
In the studio.
But at home, I'm very loose.
What?
Do whatever I want at home.
Let's see. The survey also found 35% of men and 45% of women get ready for a video call by putting on nicer clothes and perhaps pants. So there you go. Yeah. As we're living the Zoom or whatever video
I did. I put a sweater and a scarf on so I'd look all cute.
What did you wear for your performance on Saturday night?
I put on, what did I have on for bottoms? I think I had my black yoga pants on, and then I put on like kind of a baggy sweater and a scarf. And I was so sweaty because we had the lights on us and everything. Yeah, you know, just my mom always said, if you want to dress up an outfit, just put a scarf. I have 50 scarves, which I never wear. I should have put my sequined one on now that I think about it. That would have been nice with all the lights.
Okay. All right. I can't say. I'm glad it went well, though. So you say that the performance brought down the house.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah,
I said
yeah
that,
you did.
I said I did it. It went well. This is my scarf I wore.
All right. So you got a scarf now and blanket.
Pretty good, right?
You're well covered.
Shorts on. And I have my blanket over the top of me. Oh, it's all good.
And you're going to send me the audio, right, of that so we can play a little clip of it?
I feel like we're already past it.
You know what I've been wondering? I'd like to, not only would I like to hear the clip of the song you guys did, I would love for us to play a little bit of Yeah Right song.
Well, the thing about Yeah Right song is I have found, because it's called, I don't even want to say the title because it wakes up your Google. If you have a Google Home Assistant, it's the keywords, the wake up words for Google. And then, so I tell Alexa to play it for me, and then Google starts talking on the other side. Like, it was a CF yesterday when I was just trying to play the song.
Oh, they did that on purpose.
I don't know if they did it on purpose, but at the end of the song, they end with, you know, na-na-na-na-na-na, and it has that phrase in it. And then the thing says, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're asking me to do.
Yeah, they did that on purpose. They had to have.
Yeah. So about, I would say, Brittany, 3/4 of the way through is the part that Sean's on. There's some guitars and stuff, but everything else is very electronic.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Okay.
Uh-huh. With the G
Google.
Word.
Google.
Okay. You just
Kill Me Now.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Is there Google, Kill Me Now. Not that. Yeah, there are swears. There are swears.
Oh,
out.
Okay.
These kids are just all so right. Cool. There's some
and you like the song.
I like it. It's really catchy. Like, it's stuck in my head, but, you know, I'm totally biased. It's my kid. Like, I know that if I listen to this just as someone's new record coming out, I'd be like, well, that sucks, because I say that about everything. So, but I like it, you know.
We do love our kids, don't we?
We sure do.
And my wife's
no
walking around like, can you believe how cute this kid is? I'm like, no. I swear, I think she's perfect.
Right.
Meanwhile, of course, that's just parents everywhere.
We love our kids, you know. I'm proud of them for doing it. Like, I mean, the fact that I can ask the Home Assistant to play it and it plays and it's on iTunes and it's on, I'm like, that's amazing.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. Sarah, I did a screen grab during your AMA of your face right after you took your shirt off. It's delightful.
Oh, great.
I sent it to your DM in Instagram since I couldn't text it here. Enjoy.
Okay, I'll look for it. Where is that? I feel like I can only see ones from people that I follow. So if I don't follow you, I don't know if I'll see it.
Yeah, I don't know about all
that.
I'm not
sure how all that works.
I'm working from home. Hair done, full face of makeup, slippers and jammies. All right.
Nice.
I can definitely tell in my house the difference between a day when there's no meetings or scheduled Zoom meetings, conference right. meetings or whatever. And when there is, she's definitely, there's makeup on.
She's put it together.
Their hair is pulled tight.
Oh. She pulled it back in a ponytail?
Yeah.
Because she's embarrassed about the haircut?
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. I usually wear maxi dresses.
Oh, I like maxi dresses.
What is
that? Well, I like, it's their, they're loose and they go from top to the bottom to the floor. And they're like sort of loose and flowy. It's like a muumuu sort of, but cuter.
Since we've been in quarantine, I've decided not to wear panties. 7 weeks, chony-less so far.
Wow.
I may never go back.
Well, I'm wearing underpants, but no bra. It's so nice not wearing a bra.
You wear underpants even in sweatpants?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't have underpants in
I like a clean cotton panel. I like it. Oh, it's all, you know, it's all humid down there. I don't have my underpants on. I like
what?
It's humid. Yeah. It's a hot spot.
Yeah, but don't you want to be sort of, you know, free flowing?
No, I don't. So I don't like my like, I like something to be up against it, you know, like, let's pull that up, you know. And then if I have my sweatpants on, they always like all mine, they hang low on my hips. So there's like a, you know, 6-inch gap between my crotch and the crotch of the pants. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like that. A little sweaty. Let's get some underpants on that.
All right.
Nicole, you going without chonies?
No.
Not a girl.
All right, I'm back.
What'd you say?
I said, I'm back. I have some of the song from, what's
it? Oh, that's what you were doing. Oh, okay. I thought you were referencing your underwear usage.
I was like, is he back with his underwear on?
I don't understand back with what you mean.
Well, we're pretty late. There's... did you find the guitar part? Because there's a hard F word in the guitar part.
Yeah, I sure did. And I censored just a decent amount of it.
All right.
I'll play it on the other side then.
Okay. Yeah. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, finish up the text, and hear a song from my kids' band after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.